As Bryant Park Project host Allison Stewart is about to be reminded, the impending weekend is the best weekend of the year for America's most elusive voting bloc, the pitifully sports-obsessed. That's because it is divisional playoff weekend in the National Football League with four glorious single elimination games. The league's top teams, New England, Indianapolis, Dallas, and Green Bay, are seeing their first playoff action. The competition is fierce and unpredictable, and at the end, only four teams remained. And it takes almost all day, both Saturday and Sunday, so let your mom go to voicemail, and let's get ready for some football.
So the bottom line is, I know where you will be.
Yeah. It'll be very easy to keep track of my movements, darling.
There won't be any of them. It'll be couch to Bud Light, Bud Light.
There'll be bathroom breaks during commercials. Anyway, joining us now to break down the action is Will Leach. He is the editor of the essential sports blog, Deadspin.com. That really is the essential independent sports voice in America. He's also the author of the forthcoming book, God Save the Fan, How Preening Sportscasters, Athletes Who Speak in the Third Person, and the Occasional Convicted Quarterback Have Taken the Fun Out of Sports. Hello, Will.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm well, actually. I'm already well into my Bud Light couch, Bud Light couch, Bud Light couch rhythm, so I don't even need football for that.
Well, God bless you, and it's early, too. Do you concur that this weekend is totally awesome?
It's definitely the best weekend for real NFL fans, because I think, you know, obviously the highest profile weekend is the Super Bowl, but like, there's so much when it comes to the Super Bowl, even the conference championship games a little bit, there's so much talk and there's so much hype and there's so many things that surround the games themselves that, you know, that people that really, really love football, they don't really care about that stuff. This weekend there's so much going on, just four huge games back-to-back on two consecutive days. There's no time to do anything else but just simply enjoy them. And it's definitely a good day to do the Bud Light couch combo.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is sort of like New Year's Eve. It's amateur's night out.
Yeah, exactly.
The true partier doesn't actually even go out on New Year's Eve.
This is a football weekend of a really, really good day for the guy that sits at the end of the bar and just has the lady refill the bourbon.
Yeah, you're talking to him. You're talking to one of them now, Will.
Who refills the bourbon in our house?
The experience. This weekend is the experience drinker weekend, whereas the Super Bowl is New Year's Eve.
That's our next segment.
Precisely. You'll want to stick around for our next segment when we discuss the definition of alcoholism, Will. Anyway, let's take these games, I guess, in the order that they're played rather than the order of our anticipation about them. The first game of the weekend is Seattle going to Green Bay to play the Packers. And, of course, Brett Favre, whom I read this morning, is leaning toward returning for another season next year. What do you think – first of all, who do you think is going to win the game, Seattle at Green Bay?
I'm actually predicting Green Bay hesitantly. They have not played that well of late, and they actually have not been as strong this year at home as usual. But in a way, I almost find it a bit of a relief that Favre has said that he may that he's leaning toward coming back. Which, of course, it's very possible tomorrow he'll be leaning against New York coming back, and then he'll make some weird mystical statement of it depends on like he changes his mind pretty much every 5 or 10 minutes anyway. But in a way, it will save us a lot of the trouble of having to hear the is this the last time Brett Favre will be at Lambeau Field and playing in front of Green Bay fans?
No, it won't. They're all going to say that anyway. Are you kidding me? ESPN's going to do that for 2 hours tomorrow.
I have every NFL telecast on mute.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know what they're actually talking about.
Okay, here's a more important question. Do you watch the pregame shows on mute?
No, I watch the pregame shows from the other room.
All right, so you like the Packers by a little bit.
Yes. I can definitely see that one can definitely go the other way.
All right, next game up, Saturday night. And I read the blog this morning. This is the game of the weekend, and that's the New England Patriots hosting the upset-minded Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you think it's the game of the weekend?
Yes, I think anything the Patriots do, I think in a way right now, the Patriots' practice is almost the game of the weekend.
Right.
Everything they do is the biggest story in the NFL right now.
They're the Brangelina of football.
Wow, I suddenly like them even less.
If that were possible. So what do you think? I read a column yesterday, I think it was on ESPN.com, where a writer, a columnist, predicted, in fact, this was the weekend it all ended for New England, that Jacksonville had the right combination of this, that, and the other thing, and they would, in fact, go to New England and beat the Patriots. Your thoughts?
No, there's an element of truth to that, that Jacksonville does have the type of game that could give New England trouble. They control the clock. They run the ball well. They have a decent secondary. But that said, for people that professionally pick football games, there's really no downside in picking the Jaguars. Because if you're right, everyone's like, wow, he has tapped into some inner knowledge of football that I do not possess. I would have assumed the Patriots would have won that, but if the Patriots win, no one will remember. So,
yeah, in
so
fact,
it's a fun little parlor game to pick the Jaguars. I have to pick the Patriots. Yeah. They're after that game against the Giants and when Brady threw that long pass to Moss, they definitely had that general, you know, we're better than you at everything, and we're going to show it to you in every possible way. Yeah. I can't see the Patriots losing again this season.
They are truly. We've been talking about them even here on NPR for about 4 months, and they are fairly amazing. Also, I think it's amazing that they came into the season expected to be so good, and then they delivered. You know, they got Moss, and they got the linebacker Adalius Thomas, and they got Wes Welker, and everybody said, "Well, they're loaded," and then it turned out they were loaded.
It's nice to see Boston finally getting some good luck in the world of sports.
Yeah, I mean, what with the struggles of the Red Sox and the Celtics.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next game, Sunday, first game, is the Chargers and the Colts in Indianapolis. Colts are the defending champs. Do you think the Chargers have a chance? I don't know that their tight end, Antonio Gates, who is excellent, is going to play. And B, do you think that Indy has actually achieved sleeper status despite the fact that they're the defending champs?
It's funny because going into the season, a lot of general talent scouts thought that the most talented team in the NFL was actually the Chargers, even more so than the Patriots. And you know, their coach, Norv Turner, has been kind of a punching bag for fans and media alike. So I think he needs to win. he needs to win this game.
He needs to win it to keep his job, right?
I don't think he'll.
No.
He's not quite in danger of being fired. He just might be in danger of being drawn and quartered. they are San Diegans.
Oh, I'm thinking of Schottenheimer, right?
Yeah, Norv Turner saved his job last
that
week
was
by
it.
Winning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
And it's funny because I think you're right about the Colts. It was funny how, you know, when the Colts and Patriots played each other earlier this year when they were both undefeated, it was a very bizarre thing that the Colts were the defending Super Bowl champions and were undefeated, and everyone just assumed they were going to lose by a lot. Yeah. And they actually made it a very close game and very well could have won that game at the end. So, the Colts are a weird team to sleep on. It's the first time I can ever remember the defending Super Bowl champion having an outstanding season, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, the Colts are playing this weekend. That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be fun to see when the Patriots destroy them.
Exactly.
It's an odd thing.
I think they might go to the Super Bowl, the Colts. I think they could beat – I think they're the one team that really could beat the Patriots, and I think they're going to beat the Chargers handily, personally. And then the final game of the weekend is the Giants and the Cowboys, ancient NFC East rivals, a bitter rivalry, a clash of cultures, yada, 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 yada. They've never met in the playoffs. So this is an unprecedented event at Texas Stadium. Tony Romo spent the weekend last weekend with Jessica Simpson in Cabo. Everybody's freaked out about it. Terrell Owens has a high ankle sprain. Nobody's quite sure if he's going to play. Your analysis of the Giants and the Cowboys?
Generally speaking, at the end of the day, Eli Manning is still the quarterback for the Giants.
Yes,
and he had a good week last week, but I cannot fathom Eli Manning in a pressure situation late at Texas Stadium possibly be able to pull that off late.
My wife, so bad for Eli Manning. This is Bill, and my wife is Allison, who's sitting right here. I'm substituting. We watched the Giants, and Allison, who's not a huge football fan, just looks at Eli Manning, doesn't really even know about what she's looking at, and says, he looks kind of scared.
Yes. and the thing is, sometimes you want, and the problem is that he does always look like that, but he looks more like that when he's playing. He does look more like that, and it's a shame. And you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I definitely understand some of the ideas that, like, you know, I mean, seriously, Tony Romo essentially spent the off weekend before his biggest game of the season studying his playbook as etched inside of a margarita glass.
So, well, and accompanied
by... I understand the worries about that, but I don't know, man. It's Eli Manning.
Yeah, so you like the Cowboys.
I definitely like the Cowboys.
All right, yeah. So to review, you like the home teams, basically.
I do like the home teams in every game. Sometimes I like to go on a limb and make crazy statements like that.
Yeah, favoring home teams in playoff games, yeah.
Yes.
So which of the four games I guess we agree that the Patriots, by default, are always the most interesting game. Of the other three games, can you rank them 1 to 3 by your level of interest in them?
Honestly, I think the most interesting game, definitely probably the most entertaining game, will probably be the Chargers and Colts. Those are two high scoring teams. The Chargers have definitely kind of come on of late, and almost seem closer to what they were supposed to be. And it's in a dome. I consider that being a very high scoring game, and high scoring playoff games are really fun because really important things happen a lot.
Yes,
so that's always fun. The Giants Cowboys game is definitely the next one. My fear is that, like, because it's the last game and we're going to be very fired up for that, it's the last one and exhausted, you know, we've got this one thing, it might be the game where that the Cowboys jump out early and then we get talked into cleaning the closet.
One of those hideous 23-9 snoozers.
Yeah, exactly. And it says something to how outstanding this weekend is that Brett Favre at Lambeau Field is for the first time in a playoff game in several years. In what could possibly, maybe, who knows, maybe, I don't know, could be his last game in Green Bay. That's probably the least exciting game of the weekend. It pretty much tells you everything you need to know about this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. And Will, thank you so much for coming on. For our listeners who want to get into sports or already are into them, Deadspin.com is just absolutely fantastic. And Will Leach, very importantly, Allison, is a fan of those St. Louis Cardinals. The 2006.
Cardinals.
Me too, buddy. I'm from St. Louis. God bless you. I read you every day. Thanks for coming on, man.
Of course.
So out of that 11 or 12 minutes, I guess we're watching football this weekend is what you're telling me.
We don't have to.
Well, we do have a birthday party. Jimmy Joe Halley turns one. That's got to be in there somewhere.
That's right up there with the Giants and the Cowboys.
But I know John Halley, his father, has a very large TV as well.
Yes, he does.
And it will probably be on.
Yes, he does.
Coming up next in the show, are you a boozer and you don't really know it? Well, it turns out a lot more people have a problem with the sauce than you might think, so we'll get into that next.
And, Allison, we will get into adventure. Going on a cruise not good enough for you, not content to lounge on a beach in Hawaii? We will talk adventure travel, jumping off cliffs, bridge jumping, base jumping, all sorts of stuff that is very adventurous. That's coming up next. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.